John Coleman, the run goes on. A terrific away victory. How pleased are you with that performance?
Yeah, you know, we've played better. I am delighted with the win. Delighted for the players. Two nervous moments later on. A couple of great saves by Marek. I thought we started the game really well, and our game plan, they carried it out to the letter. We spoke about it in training, we practiced it in training, we'd watch videos, and we'd designed a plan to try and hurt Plymouth, and we did. And then we probably lost a little bit of control of the game, but our passing and our control wasn't the best, and we invited Plymouth back into the game, and they got a stranglehold on the game in the first half. And then second half, it would have been nice to have got the second goal, because I think then Plymouth would have opened up a bit more and we might have got a third or a fourth. And then when they made the three substitutions, you know, they went to third to back, we knew it was going to be a physical onslaught. They put a lot of balls into our box and we had to defend. And, you know, we've got players who like defending. So I would have liked us to have made a few more chances. Having said that, we made three glorious opportunities in the second half. And so it would have been nice to get that second goal, so you know it feels though you're hanging on. But I must say, I thought the effort that the players showed, you know, it shows a lot of character. You know, people were thinking our season was dead 4 or 5 weeks ago. Well, we want to finish as high as we can. Every game we play means something to us. I don't subscribe to this dead rubber games and, you know, teams with nothing to play for. You've always got something to play for. And if anything, just for the travelling fans, you know, they weren't great in numbers, but you've got to applaud them for, you know, coming all this way. It's a long arduous trip, spending their hard-earned money and supporting the lads fantastically. And so you're over to them, first and foremost. And then they're over to each other. And, you know, our players have got, they've got a great manner about them at the moment. They've got a great spirit and they're getting the rewards.
Nice to have another goal scorer.
Well, I mean, the joke's been going on for about a month now. We were all going to get T-shirts. I was there when Jordan Clark scored. Finally it's happened, and you know, I'm pleased with Jordan because he always keeps going, and that'll be a weight off his shoulders, I think, you know, and it might make him relax more in front of goal.
Tricky decision, I know it was, to put Aaron Chapman on the bench and bring Marek Rodak back in, but ultimately he's proved worthy of that selection with some good saves.
Well, I had two massive decisions to make, you know. I left Janai out, who's done absolutely nothing wrong, he's been fantastic, and we just had too many players to fit into an 11. And, you know, the six other lads on the bench, you know, some of them not getting on, and they're all capable of playing at this level, that's for sure. Big decisions, but you'd have to make them, you know. It's you have to do what you think's right at any given time, and that doesn't mean that you mightn't change it next week.
Well, the results haven't exactly gone your way, but is it all about you, this? Keep this run going and just finish as high as you can?
Just going to try and keep winning games. You know, we've said to the players that they shouldn't fear anybody. You know, Plymouth are a good side. They're second in the league for a reason. And they've amassed a lot of wins, and they'll win a lot more between now and the end of the season as well, and they'll go up, and deservedly so. But our form against the top half teams has been quite good, and we've got to play quite a few of them anyway in the run-in, so we'll give it our best shot.
Finally, you've mentioned your fans. I think there were 51.
I counted 50, so someone must have slotted in.
52.
Okay.
Two must have slotted in at about a minute or three.
They've done Exeter, Yeovil, Plymouth in the space of a month. It must feel really good to give them something back.
Yeah, you know, especially don't get coach miles in it instead of air miles, you know. Yeah, you know, coming down here a long way, and, you know, it's time-consuming. It's 2 days, basically. So, you know, fair play to them, and the support's always appreciated. And I know it is by the players.